Hey, you guys, you're now tuning into the Talking Tip Podcast brought to you by the Pink Pearls Network. Welcome back. Make sure you check out my previous episode about the black male narrative. Since we're having this debate about reparations, like what is it, HR Bill, HR 40, something like that? They be killing me with all these numbers, but you know the conversation that's been the talk of the town. I didn't think we was ever going to have this conversation. But yeah, check out a conversation about the black male narrative. It's our last episode before this one. But yeah, be sure to check that out. Since I'm now streaming on everywhere, I'm already on Apple. Y'all know I'm on Apple. I got off SoundCloud because Anchor is doing me way more justice. Overcast, Breaker, Spotify, you name it, all of them. Google Podcasts, hit me up on all of them. Just search Talking Sip, Blair Barnes. Y'all know the name, Pink Pearls 25. Blair Barnes 25. Blair Barnes 25. That's my Twitter. And Pink Pearls with two eyes is my IG. Y'all know where to find me. And here with me today, I have Mr. Andrew Williams.
Oh, how you doing?
So how you doing? Lit. I got the infamous Mari Glenn Tate.
Hello.
And I got Ken Eason.
What's up?
Welcome back. Back, y'all remember from the next episode. That's Kendall, okay? So, as I just told y'all, the topic is male masculinity. So, I got with me two girls, two guys. So, we try to be as non-biased as possible, you know, just keep the bias out of this conversation. But before we get into the topic about male masculinity, I want to talk about the washcloth debate. All right, washcloth debate. I'm gonna keep it hot with y'all. You heard the debate, right? Like, yeah. Whether you use washcloth, soap, all that stuff. Okay, so I tried to wash myself in the shower with just soap to see how.
No, ma'am.
To see how it went. Listen. The soap I have, because I ain't tell you either. Did I tell you story, Kim? Because I know, so the soap I buy, I get a store in the mall. That's the handmade soap or whatever. So they got a little exfoliating stuff inside the soap. So it wasn't like, you know, it was just.
So you use the bar?
Yeah, I use the bar.
Out of the African store? Yeah. The bar? Okay. Yeah, this a different type of soap. So this kind of, it's almost like a puff, because it do.
It lather up real good, child.
Yeah, it's a little different. Not just the straight bars. Like, not no dub.
It's not dub.
That you gonna get. I mean.
Did that white strip.
Okay.
You used to have some deodorant under that white string. That's what that gonna be.
Yo, see, that's why I need a washcloth, because I can't just not have the deodorant residue hanging around.
What are those balls?
So, Kim, what do you prefer? Do you prefer, oh, they got the loafers too. Do you prefer like loafers or like washcloths? What do you prefer?
Washcloth.
Come on, born and raised on washcloths, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know about y'all. Everybody here was born on
washcloths.
Go ahead.
I was raised on washcloths, but I'm particular about the washcloths. I don't like the soft washcloths because I feel like they rub the top skin, but I be wanting to exfoliate and get all the skin. Everybody be like, why is your skin so smooth? Because I exfoliate every night. I get the hardest rag that's going to hold the most soap. And I do. Like, little $2. I grab those. Now, it hurts when you wash your face, but I mean, you see how clear that looks. Instead of you buying soap and stuff to wash your face into this, because I like the little Olay moisturizers, they not really doing nothing but taking off makeup.
Right, right.
And rehydrating my face. That's all that does. And I like the, depends on my dollars and how if I spray and I get the bar, but if I don't, I love to have liquid soap.
Yes, bougie. Come on, bougie ass liquid soap. I do like liquid soap. I do. I be using my mom sometimes. She be having a show. I'm like, oh, what's this? It's lovely. Who this? It's cute. It's my life. It's my life.
Let me tell you.
No, but no, when I was growing up, we used probably like one washcloth a week because mom did laundry once a week. That's just what it was. You know what I'm saying? And my mom said when she was growing up, they used to keep their laundry stuff locked up in a box. So they had to like get their stuff from their grandma and my grandma. What you need a washcloth for? You know, we was limited to, you know, on those supplies and access to that stuff and washing every day. That cost me. You know what I'm saying? So I get it. I get the gap between white people and black people with the washcloth thing. But yeah, I'm gonna get on to the topic. I'm gonna keep it moving. Look, I'm gonna keep it on. Keep it moving right along. We're here for the male masculinity. We're here for this, okay? So is it normal for men to, like, hug each other? Like, I'm going to go ahead and just go around the room, get everybody's, you know, point of view, or just feel free to jump in if you want to, you know, tackle it. I know it's y'all's first time on my podcast, but, you know, just the conversation. Just act like this mic ain't even here.
Is it normal? I think it depends on the relationship between the guys, like, because everybody is homophobic or this gay, that gay. They be like, I'm not trying to hug my bro, but, like, if y'all going through some stuff, see, but never see, give a hug, mm-hmm. They gonna give a hug. They not gonna care about, oh, this little gay. They be like, no, my nigga, is it? Give me a hug, bro. That's what you need. Mm-hmm. You know, and then, but just every day to say bye, I don't know. I normally see them do like this, and they go like this, so do you consider that a hug?
Yes.
Right, that's what they did, y'all. They just dapped up. You know, dudes dap up, and they bring it in for a hug, you know, but... I don't know. I guess that's the look. Is that the black man hug?
I don't know. I don't never see no men like
bring it around.
Yeah,
embrace it. Yeah, it's more like a pat on the back almost.
Yeah, they don't even do the church hugs. Like they don't even do the little side step. They say that for the women. Like
right, right.
Okay, are you married?
Right.
Side step all day.
Mm-hmm. What you think, Drew?
Well, I think it's okay for dudes to hug. But that's for me going, being in different countries where mm-hmm. they hug, they kiss on the cheek and things like that. They hold hands just to talk or they touch, like, in order to conversate with that person and things like that. I think it's okay, but that's just me.
That's just what you've seen. That's what you've experienced.
That's what I've seen and experienced. So.
You ever kiss a dude in the cheek over there?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I mean, that's how they like, come up to you just like you're about to dap and they're like, mwah. Like, you know, the French mm-hmm. kiss or the mm-hmm. Paris kiss or whatever, where they kiss it on the cheek. I mean, but that's it's not really like a kiss. It's like an air kiss near the mm-hmm. face, but that's
come
how they
on,
do
air
it.
Kiss. What about you, Ken?
Like, what she was kind of saying, it really depends on the situation. Like, if I ain't seen one of my boys in, like, a long time, we're going to do, like, the little, you know, like, what's up, like that, and, like
bring
that,
it in. Dap it up and bring it in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But... if I'm gonna see you tomorrow, it's gonna be like, all right, bro, like, you know,
right,
dap you up. Or if, like, if somebody's, like, dead, like, you know, a death or something like that, or if, like, the situation is, like, severe where, like, they need comfort, you know, I mean, like, more like a dap, like, you know, like, hug you tight, like, yo, bro, I got you, like, you straight, like, don't mm-hmm. worry about nothing. But, I mean, that's really, like, that on that, like, you know, like, besides that, you know, I'm just not going to be like...
It's a time and a place.
Yeah, it's a time and a place.
I feel it. You know, I feel it. Time and a place.
Yeah. It's all in how you raised too, because, like, say the church.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to see them hug everybody
right.
at church.
Yeah.
Period. And right. Like, hey, how you doing? Oh, no. Yeah. That, give me a hug. You know, but
bring
you,
it on in.
You're
right.
Not going to see that, like, in your workplace. Ain't nobody doing that.
Mm-mm.
You don't even really want to shake half the people saying
they don't even want to talk. Look, what you mean? You don't even want to say good morning.
You know, so it depends on where you are, the situation, and all of that. And like Scrap said, like different countries, you can't go somewhere else and impose what your traditions are and you're visiting them. Like,
that's true.
You're going to pick up, like, mm-hmm. that's the thing that us really as black people, we need to open up more. We're so closed-minded.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I think that's a lot of the issues with that. Like, everything's so closed-minded. Like I said, everybody's homophobic.
Right.
Everything ain't gay.
Right. Okay.
I mean, everything ain't gay. Hell, gay means happy. So, if anything, you happy all the time.
Right. Right. Come on, sis. It's a mood. It's a mood. I feel it. So, is it wrong for men to, like, cry? What you think? Men crying? I guess depending on the circumstance, you know what I mean?
But you
like,
remember how the black male is raised. The black male is raised from a boy. Don't cry. Be tough.
Mm-hmm.
You don't do that. You're a boy.
Man up.
Yeah, man up. You, like from a little boy, you're taught that. Don't mm-hmm. cry. Don't do that. So I think it is harder for men to cry and to get in touch with their emotion because as an adolescent, you was raised not to.
Right, right.
I seen my daddy cry once in my 28 years.
Not once.
Once. And that was at my grandma's funeral. Mm. I seen my uncles cry once.
Damn.
And that was at my grandma's funeral. My brothers, I don't see them cry when they get mad. They turn red. They may
punch the wall,
teary eye, but ain't no tear gonna come out. Mm-hmm. And so, like, with me, I'm one of those people. Like, what you crying for? Ain't nothing for you to cry about. And because I was raised, I didn't see people crying like that. So, like, my husband, we'll get into it. And then, like, I'd be like, you know what? It is what it is. He'd be like, nah, you don't listen to me because I just completely shut off. And he gets emotional. And I'd be like, you know, quit being a bitch. And then but that's just, you know, that's how he was raised. Like, they show their emotions. And I tell him, you know, it's not just him. Your whole family's emotional. But that's his family. Mm-hmm. And I'm coming from an emotionless family. Mm-hmm. You know, why do I act the way? Y'all know me my whole life. I'm emotionless. Yeah. Like, it take a lot for you to get an emotion out of me. It really is how you raise. And I try not to be like that with my kids. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I see other kids in my friend, she'll be like, you need to man up. What you crying for? Quit acting like a bitch. And I'll be like, no. No, he a kid. Like, let him cry.
Right, right. He's a baby. Right.
Because when we get to men, like, and we need to let them know that it's okay. Because it took me years to understand that it's okay for him to cry. You know, it's nothing wrong with it. I cry all the time when I get mad, and then I expect you a human just like me. The only difference is you got something that I ain't got. You a human. Mm-hmm. You know. I'm supposed to say it's okay for me to cry, but not for you.
Right, right, right. Ken?
I would say it's okay.
Absolutely.
It just depends on what you're crying for. Mm. Like, you know, you just, me, I only, like, I'm not saying I'm emotional, but, like, I'm passionate. So it's like, I'm not going to cry. Like, if I get mad, I'm mad. You know, if I'm frustrated, I'm frustrated, but I'm not going to cry about it, you know.
Right.
I would, only time I'll cry about something, if it's something that's like I said, like a death or something like that, or like, you know, or I get to the point where, like, you know, like, I don't ever see myself, like, crying. Like, if I'm, like, extremely mad, I might shed, like, a tear, but it's just like, okay, now you got to calm down, because you get to the point where it's, like, no return. So, but I mean, I guess, you know, I guess if it's like how you were raised, like if you were raised, mm-hmm. you know, to, like you said, like some people show emotion, people don't show emotions like that. Mm-hmm. But I guess it just all depends on how you take it. But if you just out here crying for no reason, like I'm not saying like soft, because I don't, you know, I don't like
soft and hard. Even.
Yeah.
Like, I guess you get looked.
But if you crying because something's not going your way, then that's a problem. Yeah. But, like, if you're crying mm-hmm. because, like, oh, somebody, you know, died, or, like, you, like, really bad, like, heartbreak or something like that, I understand that. Like, you know, I'm not going to look at you differently for crying like that. It depends on, again, what you're crying about. You know, but all that's just me. Yeah.
You ain't
going to
cry
over
spilled
milk.
Right, right.
You know.
I get it. All right, so let's get into men grooming and stuff. I always say I like gay dudes because they keep themselves real clean. They be real nice. They be real clean. I'm like, dang, but he gay though. Well, whatever. It's cool.
My turn, yeah.
So do you think a man grooming himself? What is that? Is that something wrong with a man grooming himself, Ken?
I mean, it's nothing wrong with having good hygiene or looking presentable.
Absolutely
so
not.
I don't really feel like that's gay. Like, for me, like, you know, I told my girlfriend, I said, yo, one day I want to go get, like, a pedicure, because I never got one of those things.
You feel me? Like, I got one of those things.
They feel good, don't they?
Lord Jesus.
Don't
they, like, Sorry. I'm a person, I love to get groomed. I love it. Mm-hmm. From my head to my toes. Sorry. Because, my feet is what I work on, so I keep those.
Okay.
I ain't getting, like, nail polish and all that.
Nah.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Just keep my feet up.
No, we ain't doing the click off.
You ain't doing the click off?
No. Now that's taking it too far.
Yeah, I don't do none of that.
I think that
some people do. I mean,
you gonna clear coat? Why are you putting toenail polish as a straight man?
That's
you know,
you think that's far?
Yeah,
I didn't
say
that.
I do a shining buff on my nails.
Shining buff is different than a clear polish.
Yeah.
What about, I know some guys who, like, get their eyebrows, like, arched.
I'm okay with that because you sitting here, I don't want you to have welly book. Listen, when my husband get together in the morning, he take his thing and he do like this. He make sure them things is like, tight, okay?
Yeah, okay,
so you got a uni, I'm going to need you to go and get that fixed, okay?
Because I mean, some black men, they lick their tongue and then they take their index finger and their pinky finger and they,
make sure he's
grooming your eyebrows. That's what I do. I get my eyebrows threaded or waxed. And the reason why is because it's like, yo, if I can maintain myself like this, my female or the woman I want to talk to, she needs to do that and more. So I want to see her do that. If I want her feet to look nice, my feet should look at least decent.
That right there. That part right there. You cannot ask me to do a thing if you going to be salty, bald, and musty. And your hair going to be all over the place. But you expect me to have shaved legs.
Okay.
They ain't
shaved
right now.
Yeah, no. Ain't nobody shaving shit. It's no shave November. Oh,
you want me to stay like makeup up and all of that? I need you to take some time for your personal care too.
Exfoliate your face.
And, okay. Yeah. Like, and then that's something you can do together. Like self care. That's going to get a pedi together. Now, I don't expect you to be getting no acrylic put on your nails.
Oh, no, absolutely not.
You know. Now, absolutely. You know, it's a thing. Like hang nails. They gonna fix that. Ingrown toenails, they gonna fix that. Right. You know, so it's little not calluses. Even that. It's just calluses. Yeah, that's good. And y'all wanna get in the bed and rub your little hard ass.
You said rocks over there, rocks.
Hey, some of y'all females got hard feet too now.
Okay. Childish. Okay, so I'm gonna go ahead and get into the next question. So, why is it that men are expected to pay most, if not all, of the bills in the household? I'm going to just go ahead and say, when he filed his taxes, do he put head of household when he filed his taxes? Because, I mean, shit.
But in North Carolina, you can't do head of household until, what, you got a kid?
That ain't true. You can have an adult, a dependent.
Oh, and that's
I guess, like, I'm married, and even before I was married, like, when me and my husband first got together, everything was half. Then once I got pregnant, everything was on him. I couldn't work. And his main focus was going to school and me finishing school. He didn't want me to worry about whether or not this is getting paid or that's being paid. You know, maybe you can do something so that you can keep a little extra spending money, because at that time, he wasn't making nothing. You know, and with me, how I was raised, my dad took care of everything. My mom took care of us and utilities. But everything else was on my dad. But he made more than my mom. And that's the same with my relationship. My husband makes more than I do. But how I was raised was, you head a household, you gonna lead this household, you gonna have to take on majority of the stuff. I think that's just really how you're raised. But then you expect, you know, everybody roommates, how I look at it. You know, they talk about shacking and all of that. Because everybody is so used to shacking, nobody knows how to be husband and wife. And this is even a debate at this point in time. Yeah, women are working and all of that, but let's be real. We still not making the money for doing the same jobs that y'all are doing.
Okay, there's a major pay gap, okay?
So, you know, me and you can go to the same job, the same time, have the same background and everything, and you're going to make more money than I am. But when we get home, you expect me to pay half? Let's get down to the child rearing. We live in a household together. They're not going to go to daddy first. They're going to always come to mommy first. In the middle of the night, daddy's not going to get up. You know, you knock out. Mommy's getting up. You know, daddy's, when you take off work, who takes off work first? Especially if y'all working the same shift. Daddy not going to call out. Mommy is calling out.
Okay.
So y'all want us to still do everything, and y'all want us to still give half. Ain't no way, bruh. Ain't no way.
The mom, being the mom and taking care of this house is the half. There you go.
Ain't no way. School events, having to plan events, having to do parties. Daddies ain't doing that.
Hell no.
Now, I got one friend that's a daddy, and the only reason he doing that is because the mama ain't. So you do have things where, you gonna pay. That's the same thing with child support. If I got the kid, whether I be the man or the woman, whoever missing needs to still support some type of way.
Right.
So I don't know. My husband paid
That's coming from a married perspective. A single perspective.
Okay.
Say we go on a date. Hey, they expect the man to pay full. Oh, pick you up, take you out on a date, walk you around, and get some wine. Seriously. I went on a date maybe about 2 days ago and spent about $125.
Shit.
Just on literally.
Tight.
Like, seriously. Seriously, literally just going from going to a restaurant, having two drinks. Nice little restaurant. I think it was,
nice,
I forgot.
Meal, right?
My, it was, the meal,
said meal was, the meal was, hold on, you said meal was a meal was somewhere there.
And then went somewhere else just to get full because it was an appetizer. And we had a couple more drinks.
Wait, but you went somewhere else to get full?
Yes, because, I mean, it was an appetizer little style. But the thing was, I was expected to pay for everything. And why?
Who asked who on a date? Did she ask you to go on a date, or did you ask her on a date?
She asked.
Oh, wait a minute.
But the thing was, when the bill came, it wasn't, she didn't even flinch for her dad go pocketbook, like the hand and cock back. It was like, stared at me. I was like, ah. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I think it's something you probably, like, you know, should, like, talk about before. You know, like, I know what my girlfriend do. Sometimes I'll pay for something. Next time she'll pay for something. You know, like, if we go to, like, the movies and go out to eat, I'll pay for the movie, pay out to eat, or vice versa, something like that. Mm-hmm. That's what we do. You know, or sometimes, like, I feel like what you were saying, if I ask you out, majority of the time, I'm going to pay.
Yeah.
You know, or, you know, if we're going as friends, if I know, like, we just friends, whatever like that, oh, we're going to have, you know what I'm saying? Or, like, or either it could be something like this. Like, if, let's say if it's like a double date or whatever like that, you know, and if like, I guess if we not at that level yet, you know, you could cash at me, you know, like I'm paying for everything, but you pay for your half and I pay for my half, stuff like that, you know, I guess just all the way how you like look at it. But, you know, like I said, like me and my girlfriend, we go like, you know, we switch off, like we'll switch off, like I pay for one thing, pay for another thing, stuff like that.
And see, before I got married and before our money was our money and it was still the his and mine, like, I would pay for stuff. Like, I believe in going Dutch.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
absolutely.
And Dutch is, you pay for you, I pay for me. Or I can pay for you sometimes, you can pay for me. I've never been the type of, oh, you gonna pay for everything, every time, everywhere we go. That's the females y'all getting with.
Yeah.
Okay, now that's straight up. That's the females that y'all getting with. And I'm not knocking them, but...
Yeah, I mean, it, like, okay.
They showing y'all what to expect. Like,
I guess so, yeah.
They showing y'all what to expect.
But the thing was, we not at that level, too, so I don't want to be like, hey, we going Dutch. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think it's good to let them know before the date, too. Okay. Yeah. Like, before y'all go out, like, hey, you know, hey.
Yeah. But I mean, I kind of see what he's saying. Like, it's like, was it y'all first date?
Nah, it was like a second. What? Yeah, about a second.
Second. I mean, still, like, y'all, like, not at that level yet, you know what I'm saying? Like, y'all can, like, I guess.
You're still getting to know each other. What's your favorite color?
Even when you get to that level, like, I'm going to expect you to be doing what you're doing to woo me once you woo me. So if you're making that a custom for that you always going to pay for something, I'm going to look at you stupid as soon as you look at me and be like, oh, you got this? Like, what?
Right. Once you spend
You ain't say
you,
nothing.
Right. The same way you got it, the same way you
No, but
keep
the new
it,
females, well, I think the old, well, our generation, we're used to Dutch and things like that.
We talking about the 90s babies?
Yeah, the 90s babies.
Now, because we still working with 90s babies. They just,
but
you know, they the
95.
The 95 and
oh, no. But
some
females just
feel like
this. Oh, no. So it's my brother, and y'all's a different type of generation. Y'all do things different than we do. I think, you know, 94 on up, you know, we stopped at 87. We grouped together.
Okay.
95 to 2001, they grouped together. Y'all act the right. You know that.
Oh no!
So it's. I mean, look at TV. Look at everybody. You know, everything is, oh, I got his bag, I'm doing this, oh, I'm securing this bag. You really not securing a bag. You're securing his pocket.
Oh, no.
And that's what the new generation is all about.
They get confused about what the bag is.
The bag is not securing somebody.
Trying to be the Cardi B.
The bag is your education, people. The bag is your education, my people, okay? That's the bag. That's the real bag. Okay, so I'm going to keep it moving here. So, why do men hide their feelings? I'm going to start with you. Did I start with you? I'm going to start with you. I ain't started with you in a long
time.
Why do
men hide their feelings? I think because, still, we go back to...
Y'all scared?
Yes. What?
We're not scared. It's we're taught, we're bred to not show our feelings. And then, if you cry in front of a woman, you're supposed to do that after you're married. Oh, no, when you're married. And
not when
you see her walking down the aisle, that's when you cry. When your mom dies, when your dad dies, that's the only time you cry.
Damn.
We're bred that. Look in the movies.
Yeah. After you get married, lean on your wife's shoulder and cry. Damn.
That's tight. I got you. I'm stuck for life. You ain't going nowhere. All you your bullshit.
Your bullshit is my bullshit.
And all your bullshit.
Hi. Ken.
I'm kind of like lean away from like the crying. My feelings, I'm guessing like sometimes it's kind of hard to like open up and talk because it's like, you don't want to be looked at differently, or like maybe you got some insecurities from the past that you're not ready to get over with. Let's say if you get to a relationship and like y'all going through something the first time, and then boom, you know, she asks you what's wrong. You like nothing, like, nah, like, I don't feel like, I don't want to talk about it. You know, then it's going to ask her like, why you don't want to talk about it, but you want me to, you open to open up, she can open up to me. So mm-hmm. It's I don't know, I guess it's just like, I don't know. Sometimes, I know for me, I don't like opening up because it's like, this is what I say, like, my problem, you shouldn't have to deal with it. Like, I deal with my problem, you know, with me, you shouldn't have to deal with it.
Why, though? Because you want to get married one day, right?
Yeah.
So, you have to open up to somebody. Like, it's no way that you could say, I want to marry this girl, and you can't open up to her about everything. Everything.
Yeah, but you also don't want that person to come take back advantage and use that.
I mean,
as, oh, you're an emotional person. Oh, because me personally, I'm an emotional thug.
So what do you date him for? Okay, so.
I wear my heart on my sleeve.
Why are you dating
thug
for? What's the point that you're dating? It's not, are you not dating people to see whether or not you want to be with this person for life, regardless if you end up marrying people? Because let's just be point blank, period. A lot of people not going to get married because once you get married, finances shift, things look funny, you get in different tax brackets. Mm-hmm. Let's be real about it.
Right,
like,
right.
So a lot of people are staying away from marriage.
Taking on people's debts.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they're student loans. Like, forever girlfriends, forever boyfriends. And even if you're gonna do that, you still married, you just ain't got the paperwork. But you still doing stuff like you married, so why can you not open up with that? If you in a relationship with somebody longer than 6 months, you should be able to open up to that person. unless it's just somebody that you casual with, that you cool and you just kicking it with, like you not taking them seriously, and then you need to still be letting them know, because them be one be busting out car windows and
breaking
the people's cars.
Ain't nobody got time.
and leaving people breakfast on their front porch.
Yo, what? Oh, yeah. Unheard of. That one's interesting.
So y'all need to open up and tell people how you feel. Like, y'all be so worried about what other people are going to perceive of you. Who gives a fuck?
That's true. That's facts. That's a word.
As a black male,
it's a word.
You have to keep certain things private, or you cannot show your emotions, because then you're perceived not to be a man or a lesser.
I'm not saying open up to everybody, but it's somebody
after
that
6 months?
After 6 months, I'm gonna know whether or not you're getting on my nerves or not, and if
pretty much
what zone you gonna be in. Like, we can still, you know.
First of all, like, if we date for 6 months, you talk about 6 months, you wanna be friends, like, well, I'll be like, for what? You know what I'm saying? Like, I get what you're saying, but I feel like it depends on, like, you, because you know for a fact who you're gonna be serious with or not before 6 months. But, like, are you asking 6 months, like, the period where, like, you need to know, like...
You really should know somebody, like, the first year. And this is the thing, like, once people get stuck with people, that's when people want to start showing their true colors. and that's not the person that you were showing before. Like, if you're going to be with somebody 6 months or longer, you need to show them who you are. Let the crazy come out. Oh, so yeah. They can decide whether or not
they want to deal with that
shit. They want to be with you. And that's part of your emotions and your feelings. Like, how do I know I want to be with somebody and he just sitting there when I'm telling him stuff and at me, stare at no emotion, emotionless. And then once I get with him, then here come all the emotions.
Okay. Right, like, whoa, wait a minute. Right, I ain't know. Who is this motherfucker?
Somebody totally different. Or, you know, you holding so much stuff in, then once you start telling me, it's too much because you're putting everything on me at once. Mm-hmm. You do stuff gradually and over time. But, I mean...
But what if it's something, like, that you can't come back from? Like, I tell you something, like, yo, something slow, and it builds up, and it's like, whoa, like, you did all of this? You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't...
I told you smaller stuff.
And, like, you got the stuff, and you, like...
You gotta look at people, too. I mean, because you... While you're dating them, you getting to know them, and that's the same thing with them. You know, at 6 months... They're going to do something where it's going to do like a trigger. So you know whether or not you're going to stay with that person, whether you can deal with that person, whether or not you think that they're like to keep stuff suppressed. Like, you can see not just by that person, by the people that that person hangs out with. You can't truly date a person until you date their friends. And if you get what I'm saying, that means you're hanging out with their friends. You're doing things with their friends because you won't know that person until you know who they surround themselves with. Mm.
Okay. That's true. That's true. I feel that. Okay, so I'm gonna move on. We're gonna get more into the marriage conversation. So why do you think men hesitate to marry women or the woman, the one? They know she the one, but they hesitate to marry her.
Because we're waiting on the whole facts to come in.
I would say
most men wait because, like, you really don't know the female. Yes, you can see some of her friends, but if it's just her college friend, it's her core friends. Two different friends. And then, I would say,
So, after a year or two, why y'all still trying to find out friends? After three, four years in, what's going on?
What's really going on?
It's like 3-4 years in, like, we was together over a year. I'm ready to be like, yo, we gonna get married. Especially now, the age that I'm at now. You feel me? Like, if it was back in my, like, you know, I was like 18, 19, whatever like that, yo. Like, I maybe, but I'm not trying to get, like, tied down just yet. Because, you know what I'm saying? I still got my life to live. But, I mean, you know, once I got that age, you know, like, I'm 24 right now. So, I'm like, yo, I done did everything I wanted to do. You feel me?
You sure? It's still 20s.
I'm saying, like, as far as, like, relationship-wise and, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I done did what I want to do. You know, I done got everything out the way. Now I want to, like, settle down and find that one person.
What about respecting deadlines? Because I know, like, me, I got with my husband when we were 18. He was 19, I was 18. We got married when we both were 25. And for me, at 18, I was like, I ain't getting married no time soon, but if me and you gonna be together, you know, you got 7 years. They give us 7 years, so whatever we gotta do to get straight, to get out, you got 7 years to do it. And...
You said to get it out? Like, get out the whole shit?
You got 7 years from the time I'm talking to you to the time where I won't marry you, because I feel like after you've been with somebody that long, mm-hmm. and you haven't proposed, what's the point?
Right.
What's the point of me getting married now? You already doing everything like you my husband. What's the point? That's why I said, you know, it's people not doing marriage. It goes back to shacking. Everybody doing stuff early. Right. Like, me and my husband, we broke up, and I told him, when we got back together, I was in my own apartment. I told him straight up, when you come here, you taking care of everything like you my husband. Because if we getting back together, we getting married.
No, that's right. I know that's period. Right.
Like, you come in this motherfucker, this is ours. And you going to take care of it like you going to take care of it like you was my husband. So, like, if you have a female like me, you like a timeline. Like, either we going to do this or we ain't gonna do this. Like, I'm not wasting my time. And I feel like dudes be wasting a whole bunch of females' times.
I mean, some...
Good years.
Some good years. Prime years, okay?
The good years.
Prime time years, you know, okay?
The time when it's okay to party and get it out and ain't nobody looking at you sideways. Good years gone.
So let me ask y'all, like, what are the good years in? Because, like I said, I'm guessing y'all
your
older.
Your same good years.
But y'all before
the titties
already,
start sagging.
28,
20.
You know?
I say the... Who, me?
The 20s.
Yeah, I'm 29.
Nah. 28, 29, I'm tripping.
Yeah, like, the 20s is your good years.
Yeah, I say all the 20s.
Your best life. But if you got somebody tied down during their best life, everybody's starting to settle down now, and they trying to get it out.
So I got mine out early.
Yeah, so ain't nobody going to be like, yeah, I didn't hit that too. Females do that too. Females do that too.
Okay. Got a nice little checklist.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I'm gonna move on to the last question, then I'm gonna let y'all guys get out of here because y'all are something else. This has really been a good conversation, but let's go ahead and bring up Shivery because that shit is just non-existent. I don't know about y'all, but that shit is just non-fucking-existent. My bad, Scrap. It's so non-existent when Scrap demonstrates Shivery. I'm just so not
used to it. Did you get that door for me?
My bad. Thanks.
Oh shit. But are you positioning yourself for Shivery to happen? Because you know, if the street is on the left side and we walking, the man shifts his shift to the left. You're supposed to shift to the right because the man stares on the outside. A man opens up a door. He's supposed to stay a half a step ahead of you. But if you want to be fast, Shivery cannot happen, Blair. And she's like, oh shit, you got the door for me. I was like,
but I walk fast and you better catch up. You better walk fast. You better run to that door.
I feel like, pick off what you said, like, some girls are like, I'm independent. I can do something for my own. Then y'all be like, y'all get mad when a dude doesn't do it, but you don't allow us to act in that way. Like, we trying to be nice to you, trying to open doors for you, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But you know, I can do it myself. Like, I feel like that's something I'm not going to say.
It's a guard. Yeah. That's the thing that y'all don't understand. Just like y'all have guards, females have guards.
They go all the way back to slavery. Okay, I'm just saying, we had to do it all. We had to work with the baby on the backs in the field. We had to do it. We had to do it all. Like, we literally had to take care of home and all that shit. It's just kind of tricky. Generational.
And I think that ungratefulness, too. We done got to a point that we ungrateful. Little stuff isn't grateful anymore. Like, so it's hard to have chivalry if it's not,
you know, appreciated. I absolutely agree.
Is chivalry dead? Yeah.
So let me ask, is chivalry dead in like a black woman's perspective? Because I know, like,
I think in everybody's perspective, like, simple stuff. Chivalry, even with dating. If you're gonna call me to go on a date, you want me to meet you? Or are you gonna come pick me up? And do I have to ask you to come pick me up? That's chivalry.
But it's
that's not even about whether or not I'm gonna go half when we get there. But to get there, are you gonna come and you gonna show me that you're gonna come to me and come and get me? Are you going to say, okay, meet me here. I'm going to meet you. I'm about to leave my house. You know, that's part of it. What else is it? Groceries.
Like, come on, groceries.
Are you going to let
me... Come on, groceries.
Get all of them. Now I didn't get all the shopping, all this. And most of the time, I'm going to put it up. Okay. Are you going to at least get it out the car for me? Or do I got to do that too? I look at that as chivalry. Mm. Like, my husband, I don't touch a grocery bag. Once he get to this house,
okay,
he get it out the car. Now I help him. He be like, "I told you, I got it." You know, to me that's chivalry because you're making sure that you got it. You taking a breath.
Come on, sis.
So,
okay.
I mean, some of it too is laziness. Like, I'm not gonna do it because I'm lazy. I don't feel like doing it. Or no, and then. How can you have chivalry if you weren't never shown it?
Like, I was about to say, was it taught in the home?
It wasn't taught in the home, but let's face it. Like, our black families, we don't have a lot of dads in the home because we independent and we not trying to work shit out. Like, all right, bet. I'm good. Deuces. I got this. Deuces. And it's not a bad thing, but you're not showing your kids like what it is to have a man around. And then
they don't know. They get up and do, listen.
Generation after generation after generation after generation.
Right. Well, let me go ahead and explain what chivalry is, because I feel like some of the audience that tune into this podcast might not know what it is. But I'm going to give y'all the formal definition. It's a courteous behavior towards a woman, especially coming from a man. So just like we said, opening doors. I see some people still practice it. Like the really older generation, you see the girl, he'll walk her to her door, open the door. When she gets in the car, you know what she's supposed to do? She's supposed to reach over and open the other door as soon as he gets in the car. Yep, and that's that. Look, that go hand in hand. You heard of that, Ken? You ever seen them do that? Yeah.
What is it? Brooklyn Tale? A Bronx Tale? It shows you. He said, if she don't open the door for you when you go back to the car, that ain't the girl for you.
Oh, you no. You know
why? Because chivalry is two-sided. That's come like the two-sided. Opening doors. You gonna open the door, I'm gonna come walking. You opening the door, yeah. And I'm gonna keep going through. I ain't gonna open the door for you no more, Heifer.
Well, some people, like I had, where some people clutch their bag or, oh, what you open the door for me? You trying to ride me?
Oh, no.
Calm down. Nothing wrong with you. Seriously. I had that a couple times.
They'll walk through the door, and I see people, they'll walk through the door, they won't say thank you, nothing.
Yeah, right, I don't like right. That.
You know?
Or, like, stopping traffic, like, hey, can you stop? You know what I'm saying? Hey, come on, I got you. People just give you a snide look. I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah, because it's non-existent. They don't even know what the fuck's going on anymore.
They don't care about chivalry. They don't even care about the old folk no more.
No. The respect for the old folk is gone.
I mean, so
I don't know. Some of them old folk be TTG.
We TTG. So they going to TTG us back. They going to be like, oh, still got it. I'm going to beat you with the cane, baby.
Yo.
They cane right upside your head. What? You better act right. If your mama ain't teaching, this cane gonna teach you.
Oh no! All right, I'm gonna wrap it up right here. That's gonna conclude this segment for today. I'd like to thank you guys for being a part of my podcast. I appreciate y'all. Y'all to go. Okay, thanks for all of y'all who are tuning in on whatever app y'all tuning in to. Don't forget to leave your comments. Tell me what you think. Share the podcast. Tell your friends. It's a network, Cash App. $ Blair Banks. That's $BLA to the IR Banks. It's looking a little dry in there. Looking a little dry. No donation is too big or too small. Dollar bills, y'all. Okay. So if you have any other topics or anything you want to hear me talk about or discuss, just let me know. Send me a DM. Message me. Text me. Some of y'all got my number. Text me till next time. Peace.